These shining moments in Badger history are brought to you by Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic reminds you to don't just live, shine.
Let's go back to November 13th, 2010. The Badgers set a Big Ten record for the most points scored in the game, 83 against Indiana. Tell me your impressions, your thoughts on that day.
It was a really, really good day on all sides of the ball. You know, I think going into a practice that week, I mean, going into a practice every week and going into a game that same week, the plan is to outscore your opponent. But I don't think we had the intentions of putting up 83 points. We just wanted to go out there and get the win. But it just so happened, you know, as we got into the latter part of the game, you know, when I think it was 50-something, we were beating them by like 40, 50 points. And our second and third string started to get in. I mean, you're talking to guys who rarely get to see any playing time. And they went in there and put up some points. So, I mean, you really couldn't blame them, you know, because everybody wanted to go out there and have success. And I think as an offensive coordinator and as a head coach and as a D coordinator, I mean, you would like to go out there and win like that every week, but it didn't happen.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, you give guys that work hard all the time in practice and work against the first and second units, you give them an opportunity. You can't kneel down on the ball. I mean, they deserve that chance, don't they?
All right, by every single means, you know. I mean, we were going into the fourth quarter. We had like a 50, 60-point lead, something crazy like that. And a lot of those guys were able to see actual game reps, you know, and preparing for the following year, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it was just, I thought it was a great look for the coaching staff. I know a lot of people in the country, you know, thought that we were trying to run the scoreboard up or this and that and that and this. And, I mean, Wisconsin is hard-nosed football, you know. If we score 83 points, you know, we have to be hitting well on every single cylinder. We have to create a lot of takeaways. We have to score on defense, you know, because we run the ball a lot. And so a lot of time gets ran off the clock. And you can't really blame those kids for getting in the game. And you can't really blame Coach B. And then allowing them to go out there and play their butts off, because that's what they did. And I think when you recruit a kid, that's what you want him to go in there and do.
Well, speaking of scoring on defense, you did that. You made it 69-13 with a 37-yard interception return for a touchdown. You remember that one?
Oh yes, sir. I do. That was actually my first pick six. So my first pick six in college, at least. That was a very memorable one, and just so happened that my mother was at the game. So that was sweet victory.
So she must have had a pretty good time, huh?
Oh yeah, she had a blast. She had a blast. Man, it was a tad bit cold for her, but she had a really good time.
That was, you know, obviously a game that turned out to work out fairly easy for you guys. But you know, going into it, you needed that. I mean, that win gave you the right to play in the Rose Bowl. You needed that win to be a part of the Big Ten championship.
Oh yes, sir, most definitely. I think going into that game, you know, the mindset was to go in there and win. You know, we didn't want to make it close. We didn't want to make it decisive. And I think early on, Indiana had a quarterback who was really, really good. And we wanted to make sure that we got after them on every snap. And, I mean, early on, it was fairly close. You know, I think we scored one or two touchdowns, and they came back and scored. It was like a 7-14 game. From there, we kind of just, as the game went on, kind of just took over.
It's almost hard to believe in organized football at that level that you could beat a team by that much and score that many points in a football game, isn't it?
In a sense, it definitely is. I mean, anything is, when you get on that football field, anything's possible. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we had J.J. Watt as a D lineman creating havoc for us. You know, our offensive line, I mean, not our offensive line, but our running backs were, I think at the time we had Clay, Ball, and White. And so we were clicking on every single cylinder. And it just worked out extremely, extremely well. Scotty Tolzien was back there doing what he was capable of doing, you know what I'm saying? And getting the ball to folks, and we just simply ran our normal offense, you know what I'm saying? Indiana missed some tackles, you know. I mean, if they probably would have made a few more tackles, the score probably wouldn't have been that crazy. But, I mean, we were literally clicking on all cylinders. It seemed like nothing could really go wrong when you score that many points like that.
These shining moments in Badger history have been brought to you by Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic. Don't just live, shine.